Praise the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. And to those of you who are watching the program for the first time, I want you to really stay tuned and get a powerful message from God for you. That's what we're all about here, is giving you a message of hope and victory and a way to go in your life where you're blessed and you can be God's blessing. And the title of the program today is Awesome, and it's very simple. The title is Yes and No. Yes and No. God's not complicated. And he has two things he says when you ask him something, yes and no. Now, I know a lot of people like to throw in the yes, no, and wait. And we're going to talk about what that means real quick. But the title of the program today is Yes and No. And then later on in the program, for the last big part of it, I am so excited and blessed to have Pastor John Hobson and his wonderful partner in ministry and wife, Vicki Hobson. And you are going to be amazed at the message that John brings to you. He's a powerful man of God. They're co-pastors and pastors of the Cathedral of Glory Church in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, where I will be in September the 19th and 20th in my own meeting there, and they're kind enough to let me use the church and support this ministry, and we're going to be there together. So you keep an eye out for that, and then in the meantime, let's get in the message. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord." Well, a lot of people think that when the Lord tells you to wait, that means you're supposed to just sit down and do nothing, or that it's going to be a long time from the time God has told you something can happen till when it happens. Well, that's not what the word wait means. In Psalm 27:14, it clearly says, "Wait on the Lord." Well, wait in the Greek translates to mean expect. It means expect, not sit around, but expect. Be confident and expect eagerly. It means to look for. It means to look for with a view of favorable reception. That's the word wait. That's what the word wait means. To continue steadfastly, to sit constantly beside. Wow. God wants you expecting Him. Expecting what? Expecting Him to bless you. Expecting you to increase you. And Pastor John's going to talk to you about that when he comes on there. Expecting God to be all that He says He is for you. Your provider. Your healer. Your grace. Your mercy. Your favor. Your goodness. Your finances. Your healing. Your love. Everything. God wants you to expect Him. And that's what the word wait means. And I want you to hang in here, because there's many problems in people's lives that are watching today. We're broadcasting right now, as this broadcast goes out, to 950 million people. And in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll be broadcasting to over 1 billion people every day, not just 950 million people every week. So as I minister to you today, and as you wait expecting the Lord to hear what Pastor John and Vicki have to say, I want you to understand that God's answers are always yes or no. Yes, He loves you. Yes, He has great plans for you. Yes, He has prepared your life and planned your life to bless you so you can be His blessing. Yes, yes, He loves you. Yes, you're worthy of Him. Yes, you're good enough for God. Yes, he doesn't want you to waver. That's kind of a contradiction statement, isn't it? But God doesn't want you to waver. He doesn't want you to change your mind or stand wishy-washy in a place of, well, today God's okay and tomorrow God isn't. Honey, God is always okay, and so are you. Even when you're in your worst of situations and circumstances, you are still who God says you are. You are still the holy man or the holy woman of God that He created you to be. You are still His prize. his Royal Grand Champion winner. And when you stand with him and who you are in him and who he is in you, then you stand in the winner's circle. I'll be back in just a minute, and when you hear the offers for the books and the DVD, you write the number down. You need me to pray for you, you call me and stay with me. I'll be right back with Pastor John and Vicki, and you will be blessed beyond your dreams today. So let's stick it out together in here and learn how to be strong and increase. Increase in who God says we are and who he says he wants you to be. In the name of Jesus. I love you so much. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision. I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in his power. You are secure. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on his behalf on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established strong mountain. Rise up blessed every day in God's love and power. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 entitled Strong Mountain.
This is Clear Vision, and if you've been watching today, you have been offered a wonderful DVD called Strong Mountain, and I want you to call the ministry and order this, and let me minister to you by DVD. This was a television broadcast we did that was so powerful, and it's talking about you being the strong mountain of God by his favor. So call the ministry and get that DVD. And when you call, also remember to ask for the 30 days, The Champion in You. This little book is 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayers, and it will change your life because God's word changes your life. So call and get both of these pieces of product and let us continue to minister to you. We're talking about the power of the Lord today, and the fact that he says yes and no, and when he says wait, that means to be expecting him with great expectation, requiring him to honor his word. And I have the privilege to have Pastor John Hobson and Vicki Hobson, co-pastors of Cathedral of Glory Church, on today, and they are friends of mine as well as the pastors of this wonderful church that I'm going to be attending with my first personal own meeting in September. So you be sure and come to that, and let's meet Pastor John and Vicki right now. Am I turning to the right here or to the left? I don't know where I'm going.
You're doing great.
Am I doing all right?
You're doing great.
It's obvious when Rose gets lost, she just goes in all directions, don't I? I don't want to waste time today. I want the both of you to turn loose with the Lord and minister the power of God, because I know you have that in you. Yeah. I know you are a powerful man of God, a powerful pastor, and anybody that comes to Mount Sterling, Kentucky, if they don't come to your church, they've missed out.
Missed it.
And the same for Vicki.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 You're a holy woman of God, and you're a pastor, not just a pastor's wife. You are a co-pastor of that church.
Amen.
And you have women's meetings, and mm-hmm. I know both of you have wonderful things to offer today, but I don't know who wants to start first.
Well, it's dangerous to have both of us on at the same
time.
I don't care.
That's true.
I don't care because I love you both. And you were on my last program some weeks back, and we got wonderful calls from people ministered to by
great,
you.
Great.
And that's what I'm after, John.
Amen.
As
me
you
too.
Know, honey, you've known me a long time.
Right.
And Vicki, you've been encouraging it to me, both of you, for a long time. So just take it on, John, and do what God's showing you.
You know, I really appreciate what you were just talking about earlier in the segment about waiting, expectation. The Bible says in Psalm 62:5, it says, wait upon the Lord, for my expectation is from him. You know, you and I have a right to expect to be healed.
Amen.
We have a right to expect to be prosperous.
Yes.
We have a right to do that, not because of who we are, you know, who we are within ourselves and the community and the guests, because God's Word tells us that our expectation from Him, God put a spirit of expectation on the inside of every one of us. What's so sad is people don't expect to be blessed. They don't expect to, you know, to be healed. They don't expect to have joy unspeakable, full of mm-hmm. glory of God, mm-hmm. because they don't know the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find out what's in the Word, you know, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God for my expectations from Him.
Wow.
So we're expecting mm-hmm. God to do it. I'm not expecting God to do it because I'm a pastor. I'm not expecting to do it because, you know, we have a wonderful church and we have a spirit of expectation about us. We're
yes.
always expecting God to do something. As a matter of fact, every day I get up, I say, you know, God, I'm expecting you to do wonderful things
yes,
for me today
you,
because
Father.
You're my Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
You know, even in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, where the guy was laying by the beautiful gate and Peter and John comes along, the Bible plainly says that he was expecting to receive something from them. You know, I don't always know what I'm going to get from God, but I'm expecting something from Him.
Yes.
And I expect His Word. Everything He says, His Word happened for
and
me.
And John, Vicki, you all both know that most people expect the condemnation of God.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They expect the correction of the Lord, the discipline.
Right.
And they don't expect the goodness of God.
That's true.
Right. They have a problem.
I'm not going to interrupt
okay.
you, but Vicki has something to say about the love of the Lord.
Amen. And that's where it starts.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord really dealt with me the last of last year about this year was going to be a year that He's going to expect the body of Christ to walk in the agape love of God.
Yes.
So many
yes.
Christians want to walk in the filio type love, the casual friendship type love. They want to love people. If you love me back, I'll love you. But God's saying, if you love like I love, you love unconditionally.
Yes.
Agape love is a choice that we make
yes.
to love, not the worthiness of who we're going to love.
When people love like you're talking about, they're not offended.
That's right. Right.
Their
right.
feelings aren't hurt.
That's right.
They don't feel put down.
That's right.
They're not disturbed by what goes on.
Right. It's unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
Unselfish.
Yes.
And the Lord ministered to me that that's the reason that the church is not walking in the power of God the way we're supposed to be walking is because we're not walking in the love of God. And
yes.
the only way you can is to spend fellowship with Him. You take on His characteristics. When you spend time with Him, you become like Him. You know, anytime, whoever you're around, that's who you're going to, sooner or later, you're going to start acting like Him. So if you're acting like God, you're going to have the love of God, the unconditional love of God. But He told me, He said, that's the reason why my church walks in fear, why they walk in such oppression, because mm-hmm. walking in the love of God will cause you to walk free of love.
Mm-hmm.
In John, 1 John 4:18, He talks about, He says that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Yes.
Because fear has torment.
Yes, and
yeah.
1 John 4:19 says, because I first loved you, you love me. So
right.
you already do it, it's
right.
just now
right.
believing it.
Amen.
Right. right.
Thank you,
and,
Father.
And when you walk in the love of God, you walk in the blessings of God.
Yes.
I mean, you just walk in the blessings of God.
Yeah.
I expect God to bless us, you know. And I told you, I want to talk a little bit about the God of increase. Because
yes.
God has been burning in my spirit. And I've been teaching this at our church over the last several weeks. God really began to reveal to me 10, 15 years ago, you'll remember this, The prosperity message really came on strong the last 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people rejected it. They just couldn't believe that God really wanted to bless them.
Terrified them.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it did. But we have this spirit of expectation in us that we expect God to do this, again, because His Word says that
exactly.
He will. And I just want to read just a few scriptures about that, about how that God wants to mm-hmm. increase us. The Bible says in Psalm 115:12, it says, the Lord has been mindful of us. First of all, people have to understand that God's mindful of us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows our hurts. He knows the problems we're having in our,
mm-hmm.
our financial arena, in our marriage with our children. He's mindful of us.
Mm-hmm.
So many people say, why don't God answer my prayer? Seems like God doesn't care. He's mindful of us.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the hurt. He knows everything going on in our lives. So the Bible says, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. He's a God of increase. So the Lord really started ministering to me about why, you know, people, they begin to fight the prosperity message that They didn't want to receive it. And God began to show me, he said, son, the reason that I have really been trying to get my message of increase out is because of what's happening in the world today.
Yes.
Who would have ever dreamed diesel fuel is going to be close to $5 a gallon? That gas would be as high as it is right now, $4 a gallon. So I went back and studied in 03 when I received a prophecy where the Lord spoke to me about choose increase, choose increase. I set before you, increase or lack, choose increase. Gas was $1.34, I believe. I looked it up. It was $1.34, went to $1.72 just 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just $1.34 to $1.72. Mm-hmm. Now, nearly $4. God, Isaiah 46:10 says he knows the end from the beginning. God saw what was coming. Mm-hmm. We didn't. But God is a God that always tries to warn us of what he's about to do in our lives. And what God was trying to do was get us to believe God for increase, not just so we could brag about what we have, but so that we could stay on top of what's going on in the world today.
Right.
And he wants to increase us because he's a God of increase. Yes. But people began to refuse. But those of us that have believed God for increase, hey, I'm doing okay. God is, he still, you know, supplies all my need according to his riches and glory and always will. And if people would just believe God, that God, you are a God of increase.
Well, he's the God of the gas.
Amen.
He's the God of everything.
Amen, he is.
And if he wants the gas, if the gas is $4 a gallon, or whatever it is, maybe this show's airing in 5 more years.
Yeah.
And it's $10 by then.
He's still
whatever he says, he can make the gas last longer.
That's right.
I told Louise coming up here, I said the other day I had 70, my little speedometer says 74 miles left of gas. And I said, Lord, now you know I'm not going to buy gas on the weekend because it costs more. So I've got till Tuesday to get to the gas pump. And right away, I looked down, and the gas meter thing said, said 93 miles, and then it went up to 103, right in front of my eyes from 74. Now, you can say, well, the car was in the hill and the up, and the, but I tend to believe God took care of me.
Yeah,
I have to believe that. I'm simple-minded enough and childlike-minded enough that I believe God can make gas last.
That's how much he loves us. I don't care what people say. That's how much God loves us. I mean, he loved us so much. He sent Jesus to die for us.
Yes.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes.
So if he did that, if he died for me while I was out doing my crazy thing, and he loved me enough then to die for me, what makes me, you know, not believe now that he won't take care of me in all things? He will.
Right.
Can I give you another scripture?
Go,
watch
John.
This.
Don't let me
watch
interrupt.
This.
Don't let
this.
Me
watch
interrupt.
This. So the Lord began to take me to the Word of God to show me why some people, why they're not blessed. It's because they've refused the blessing. Listen to this. Psalm 110:17 says, it's just talking about a man who, you know, remember when he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. I'm going to barak you to be a barakah, okay? I'm going to bless you to be a blessing. Those that bless you, I'll bless them. Those that curse you, I'll curse them. Okay, so people that refuse to believe what God wants to do in their life, it's like they're cursing their own life is what they're doing. It's like bringing a curse upon themselves.
Yes.
And the Bible says in verse 17 of Psalm 110, it says, as he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. If you don't delight in the blessings of God, the blessings of God will be far from you. I mean, this is why I delight in the Lord, in the law of the Lord. I delight. His word makes me happy. His word blesses us. Now, look at that scripture. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him.
Now, what scripture are you in?
Verse 17. Psalm 110. Verse 17. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. I'm sorry, 109. I'm sorry. 109. Psalm 109.
Okay.
Verse 17.
Okay.
As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with a garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones.
Wow.
Is that powerful?
Wow.
Is that powerful?
Wow.
Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually.
Yes.
Continue. If you don't want the blessings of God, God says, I'll keep them far from you. I'll keep them far from you. You want to curse the blessings? You go ahead and curse them. They'll stay far from you. See, we need to be blessing what God's blessing. We need to be blessing this program. We need to be blessing what God's blessing. And he says, if you will, then I'll bless you.
Yes.
But if you curse it and you refuse it, the blessing will be so far from you. I'll give you another scripture here.
Thank you, Father.
I'll give you another scripture here about this. Why that people don't, I mean, God wants us to be happy about what he's doing in our life, okay? In the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, okay? Just listen to these few verses of Scripture. And those of you that are watching today, listen to this. Get a hold of what God's doing, and you have time to redeem yourself. If you've been a person that says, well, I just don't believe in all this prosperity stuff, I don't believe in all this increase, you need to turn it around now, because you're going to need increase. Because I'm going to tell you now, the cost of living is going up faster than your pay raises. I mean, I have people in our own church who, I mean, you know, who would not receive, you know, and so now they're kind of under things instead of on top of them. But God's turning it around for them.
Yes.
I mean, He's turning it around. Yes. Well, they're on top.
Yes.
You know, He wants us to be above only and not
yes.
beneath.
Yes.
The head, not
yes.
the tail.
Thank you,
and He's
Father.
Been pounding this into us.
Yes.
You know, and Daniel
yes.
says He's a God that changes times and seasons. And God's wanting to change the times and seasons in our life right now to cause us to be prosperous.
Well, He's told us, John, He's told us, Vicki, that we'll reap as we sow.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And as we sow the word that says we are to increase, as
right.
we sow the word
Amen.
That says we are to prosper mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, every way,
every area,
then we will have what we're saying.
Amen.
We will have the blessing of God. And
mm-hmm.
I'm really
Deuteronomy
excited.
Deuteronomy 28.
Yeah. What verse?
47.
So
this is why
Lord.
You got to serve the Lord
oh,
with
I
joy.
Oh, I love this.
This is
I
powerful.
Love.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness. Man, we don't have any sad Christians out here. If you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you ought to have some joy unspeakable, full of the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So because thou servest not the Lord, didn't say they wasn't serving the Lord, they just wasn't happy about it. Man, how many of them do we know? You know, they say they're saved, but you know, you can't tell it by their actions.
Well, and hold on, just don't let me get you away from
That's
this. But John, the phones ring off the wall, the letters pour in from people who are devastated
yeah.
in their Christian walk.
Right.
They have no joy. Mm-hmm. They have no, and joy is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It is strength, and it is a decision. And I had an opportunity this last week to give up my joy. We had a death in the family,
mm-hmm.
very close family, all of us, but it wasn't a direct relation of mine. It was of my son-in-law. But as a close family, everybody's opportunity was there
sure.
to have no joy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I just finally, one night on after the funeral and after the week of everything, I just sat down and I said, you know what? I am done. I will not allow anything
Amen.
To rob me of my joy.
Right. Amen.
Because right. it's my strength.
Okay, could it go back to possibly what Pastor Vicki was talking about a few moments ago? The Bible says, love one another so that your joy may be full.
Yes.
A lot of people's love walk is not right
mm-hmm.
simply because,
right.
you know, they don't have any joy because their love walk's not right. You know, talking about that, you know, my dad and I were best friends. I mean, he was just not my dad. I mean, he was my best friend. I mean, we had a wonderful relationship. In 2004, he went on to be with the Lord. But before he went, we sat down and talked about it. I said, Dad, what's it feel like to know you're going to get to go be with Jesus before long? Because, I mean, I knew he was going. He knew he was going. And he was such a cut up. He would make, you know, just jokes and laugh.
Mm-hmm,
I would ask, I said, Dad,
mm-hmm.
what's it going to be like to see mm-hmm. some of your old friends? And I'd mention mm-hmm. some of our family members. He'd say, oh, Lord, are they going to be there? You know, he's just a big cut up like I am, you know. But we sat down seriously, mm-hmm. talked about him going home to be with the Lord. And I knew that when he did, that I would be the one preaching his homegoing service.
Wow.
So, you know, the opportunity to lose my joy, my dad, you know, but he's not gone, you know, forever. You know, I just kind of picture him on this wonderful vacation. I'll catch up with him later.
Amen.
And that, you don't allow the devil to rob you of your joy.
Right.
You just
right.
don't allow him.
Well, the word says, grieve not for those who have gone on because
right.
you know where they've gone.
Exactly.
Right. And
exactly.
we have a time of sorrow. We have
sure.
a time of miss that person. And that may come and go throughout years. But to absolutely live in sorrow and grief because of anything,
it'll rob
anything.
You of life. It'll rob you of peace.
Yes.
It'll rob you
yes.
of joy. It'll rob your health.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So if you don't serve the Lord with joy according to the word of God, it says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Man, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, I serve God with all my heart, with a joy for the abundance of all things. There's the world's way and there's the word's way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the world's way of prosperity is this. In the world, you can anything you focus on, you can become successful. See, I know people in the world that they focus on being financially successful, but they have bad marriages. Their children are on drugs. Nothing's going right for them
mm-hmm.
except for the one thing that they're focusing on.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Regardless of what it is, maybe it's their job. They focus on their job, but, you know, they're workaholics, but their family life, again, everything else is going downhill. All right? The world's way, you only get you only get one thing that you focus on. You get that back, okay? The Word's way is you get all things. You
yes.
focus on the Word, you get everything.
Yes,
you
thank
get,
you, Father.
You get it all. You get peace, you get joy, you get mm-hmm. love, you get health, all of it.
Vicki said it. Mm-hmm. She said it, without the love of the Lord and loving, understanding that love.
Right.
That's the foundation.
Amen, it is. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not cutting you
no,
off.
No, faith works by love.
But they're running around here with their time signs. And I don't want to lose you, okay? Before we finish, share, both of you share, just real quickly, we have 2 minutes, okay? Share anything that you feel the Lord would have you share that comes from the both of you.
Our expectation, how God's mm-hmm. blessed our lives, our, mm-hmm. the increase that we've both been believing God for and expecting God to do. And we've seen it.
In the yeah. last year.
Yes.
It's just been amazing what
Amen.
God's done in our lives in the last year.
Yeah.
You know, we got a prophetic word about increase coming into our lives, and we believe that. You have to mm-hmm. choose to believe mm-hmm. the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw that, believed it, we got a prophecy that a man was going to walk in off the street and write us a check for our church. And
A check of increase.
He came in, he wrote us a check, we paid off our ministry, totally had a supernatural
totally
offering
debt-free.
That
our ministry,
that
everything.
And we personally are getting
yeah.
the same way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
It's just been wonderful.
Now, for people who are sitting listening and saying, well, that can't happen to me, we yes. have 1 minute.
Expect it, yes
Expect it.
Or no.
Walk
you either do or you don't. You either
yes.
believe or you don't.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Walk in the commandments of God.
Yeah.
And you'll see it.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
Right?
Amen.
When are you coming back?
It's already 20 minutes.
When are you coming back?
You get a 3-hour program.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I am so thankful that I get this privilege. This is the second privilege I've had now to have John on, and I guess he's going to just be a co-host. I don't know what's going to happen. But God, thank you so much. Father, thank you that you've blessed us today. Thank you that you've taught us to expect you, to expect your goodness, to expect your kindness. Thank you, Lord God, that we can rejoice and be joyful in you and honor you with that. I love you so much. I'm Rose. I know this program has blessed you. Write me, call me. Let me minister to you further. Let me even put you in touch with John and Vicki if you need to. I'll see you next time. Until then, remember, God loves you. I love you. And this has been Clear Vision, and I'm Rose.